From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. It's Monday, February 20th. Coming up, we'll learn what inspired a local physician to write a children's book about calling for help in a medical emergency. That story from Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker proposed a $20 million investment to help open independent grocery stores in food deserts across the state. That came at his State of the State address last week. Will Bauer reports that's welcome news for some lawmakers.
Called the Illinois Grocery Initiative, the governor's proposal would assist towns and independent grocers to open or expand in underserved areas that could be rural or urban. While Representative Katie Stewart's district doesn't have a food desert, the Edwardsville Democrat says she supports the proposal because of the underlying problem.
One large place, like you talked about, comes in, sets up shop in a rural area, and then for whatever reason, they stop getting the tax incentive or it's not quite profitable enough or whatever. They have run everyone else out of town, and then they pick up stakes and they leave.
And then Stewart says there's nothing left in the area. The proposal, which seems to have wide support in the Metro East, also includes an additional $2 million to help grocers purchase local food from Illinois farmers. I'm Will Bauer.
A proposed bill could fine Illinois cat owners up to $2,500 for declawing their cats. Democratic State Representative Barbara Hernandez introduced the bill at the Illinois State Capitol last month. Hernandez says the bill would amend the Humane Care for Animals Act, which aims to prevent animal cruelty in the state. She says a ban on declawing cats is part of basic animal rights.
Maybe in the past few years, people thought that was normal. This was okay to do. However, as we are noticing a lot more, that it's damaging to the animal and it's hurting their instincts.
The bill currently has six co-sponsors in the Illinois House and is being reviewed by the Rules Committee. The spot where a local gay bar once stood may soon be Champaign's first designated historical site. Illinois Student Newsroom's Sydney Wood has more.
Leslie Krause worked at Chester Street Bar for about 10 years before it closed in 2017. After the bar collapsed in 2021, Krause wrote a letter to the city council asking them to honor the site's history. Krause says the bar served an essential need in the community.
Well, I feel that the bar was obviously really important because it afforded a safe space during an era when, you know, being openly LGBTQ was still highly stigmatized, not just locally, but even nationwide.
City officials say they're still working out exactly how they'll recognize and honor any other nominated historical sites with their new program. I'm Sydney Wood, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Local organizations are selling bricks to create a new park dedicated to African American history. Skelton Park will honor black musicians and feature musical instruments and a plaza for performances. Jane DeLuce is president and CEO of Visit Champaign County.
And it was something that was affordable, yet has a permanence and a feeling of contributing to the trail in a meaningful way.
DeLuce says this gives people the chance to help create a place to learn more about black history. Skelton Park will also be a stop on the Champaign County African American Heritage Trail. The park is expected to open this fall. Still to come, a conversation with local physician Brianna Graves about her new children's book. That story from Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes is next on 217 Today.
Voting is the key to a healthy democracy, but who has the right to vote has evolved throughout our country's history. Voting rights today are governed and protected by various laws, but efforts to suppress the vote are still alive and well. Our digital social justice learning space is focused on voting in America with educational resources available for all learning levels. Begin exploring at will.illinois.edu/social-justice-learning.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. A local neurologist has written a children's book about how kids can help their parents during a medical crisis. So how did a physician end up becoming an author? Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes spoke with Brianna Graves about her book, Ava Saves the Day.
911, what's your emergency? The operator said. I'm at Lexington Park. My mom fell. Her face looks different, and now she can't stand.
Brianna Graves is reading to students in the library at Yankee Ridge Elementary School in Urbana. It's part of a Black History Month event, and parents are here too. Graves is a spine and nerve specialist in Savoy. Her practice is mostly virtual these days, and she serves patients across the country. As for writing a book, that came from her work with emergency patients.
And they would either come in with a heart attack or a stroke. And often when they came by ambulance and they had a child with them, and their child was the only person that was able to respond to that emergency. So if their child didn't call 911, if their child didn't call another person and recognize that their mother, their father, their grandmother was having that issue, they may have not been alive.
So Grace says she wrote the book to not only educate parents about their own bodies, but to educate children as well, so they can be first responders.
So my book follows the story of a little girl named Ava, who is with her mom and dad in the park, and her mom has a medical emergency. And so the story unfolds after she has that emergency, and we see what happens and how she responds. So this is geared towards elementary students, and so I want them to be equipped to have all the steps that they need to respond to the emergency.
Can you tell me about what those steps are?
Of course, call 911. And when you call 911, you will be greeted by an operator. And so I want the students to know that they need to know the location. They need to know what happened. Sometimes they would need to know the time of the event and just how to interact with first responders.
So this is an era of both, like, maybe some more opportunities, but also a lot of backlash. Against libraries for having diverse authors and things like that. I was just wondering, you know, has that affected you at all? What has your experience been like as an African-American children's book author?
So I've had nothing but great experiences. I've had a great experience as an author to begin with. I mean, we're in Black History Month at this point, and I think that it should be standard to have Black authors, have diverse authors, because children need to see people that look like them in all different types of positions. So in this book, we have Black physicians like myself. We have Black first responders. The father is educated and does well, and the mother is a professor. And so I think that children need to see that in the media that they consume.
So tell me about what's next for you. Are you seeing more books? It looks like you brought out some coloring books and workbooks. Tell me what's next.
So I have the workbook coming, so that will be finished by the spring. And then I have a second book that will be coming hopefully by the fall, so the beginning of the next school year.
As for the story of Ava and her mother, it has a happy ending.
A while later, Dad and I were able to see Mom. She looked great. The medicine was really working. She had to stay at the hospital for a few days, but I was just happy she was already getting better. Dad and I hugged Mom. Ava, you are my hero, Mom said. The end.
That was Brianna Grays, a physician and author, reading from her book, Ava Saves the Day. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be mostly sunny today with a high of 54 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Will Bauer, Piper Pascarella, Sydney Wood, Farrah Anderson, and Emily Hayes. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.